Hi, I'm Charlie Leuven. Welcome to the Oxford Americans 12th Annual Southern Music CD, featuring music from my home state of Alabama.
It's a broad range of musical styles addressed, with the CD that accompanies the magazine, including songs from the 1940s through this year. Warwick Sabin is the Oxford American publisher.
Alabama was intriguing to us because, like Arkansas, it's a state whose southern musical heritage is not necessarily well known or highly regarded. However, once you start, digging deeper, you find that the state's musical heritage is very impressive and very rich and broad. And I think that's what we've revealed with this issue.
Well, doggone, somebody done put another nickel in the jukebox. They showed it like to dance the Birmingham Bounce. I hope they like this one too. I believe they will. Let's dance.
We never try to give our readers and listeners the obvious musical acts with our music issues. I mean, you're not going to find Hank Williams, for instance, or Emmylou Harris, both of whom are esteemed Alabama musicians and worthy of the attention they get. But we feel like it's our job to unearth the treasures that may not have gotten the attention they deserve.
We don't touch the ground, 'cause we're... They can't hold us down.
This is the 12th year for the Oxford American to put out a music issue, each year looking at a different state. Editor Mark Smirnoff says it was a treat looking at Alabama's musical heritage.
We spent about a year researching all the genres, all the popular music genres, jazz, blues, rock and roll, and everything else. We spent a year trying to identify everybody from Alabama who came from, who contributed to those areas. And then we would listen to them and we would keep digging and digging. And that means we asked experts, fellow music nerds, musicians, music writers, record store owners.
There must be someone I can turn to.
Vern Gosden had several country hits in the 1980s. Included in this CD is a song from 1968 by a quartet he was in called the Gosden Brothers.
All my life I've been alone. Got no friends, got no home.
You hear him loud and clear when the solo part starts out. Yeah, I was just watching a Larry King rerun and Willie Nelson was on there. And he named Vern Gosden as one of his two favorite singers. I think he said George Jones and Vern Gosden. And we all know George Jones, but Vern Gosden is not as well known. But people like, he's good enough for Willie Nelson. So that's what we like to do, is like find out who these important artists are that we all should know about and have fun with them via a party mix.
To commemorate the music of Alabama, the Oxford American is planning a series of events and concerts in the coming year throughout that state. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin.